whoever's listening to this right now, that's why you're listening to this. Because you need to understand the details around how to determine what you do and don't believe. And the reason you need to understand that is so that you can then figure out the tactics to apply so that you can either grow your belief or adjust your goals so that you can actually attain them. And attaining small step goals, that's the secret to getting anything you want.
This is the Angles of Latitude podcast, session number 78, with the founder of Enthusiastic Clay and co-host of the Angles of Latitude podcast, Clay Green.
This is squadron leader confirming hostiles inbound. Prepare for battle.
What you're about to hear is the integration of life.
Clarity is power.
If you live each day as if it was your last, someday you'll most certainly be right.
Liberty.
We choose to go to the moon.
It's happening.
And all things equal.
Yeah, I'm not sure I know how to answer that.
You got a badass over here.
Welcome to the Angles of Latitude podcast.
Hey, girls and guys, welcome back to another edition of the Angles of Latitude podcast. Thank you for joining me today. My name is JC Preston and your host for today's session. I'm part of the team at New Inceptions, a website dedicated to helping people find their own personal freedom. And in this podcast, released each Thursday, we bring you life lessons or a message from successful entrepreneurs, experts, and artists to help you do your life's work and live a lifestyle that you're proud of. This session is powered once again by our friends over at Fizzle.co. If you're looking to create a business and live a life on your own terms, like today's guest, Clay, then there's no better place to go than Fizzle for your support. Staff over there has done it themselves as well, and in fact, they're still doing it, and they know that the road is difficult. It's possible, amazing, but yet difficult, and that's why they created Fizzle. Now, if you want to go and get some real in-depth guidance to create your business, or you just want to get your creative project off the ground with the chance that it could earn you some extra money, then they have just what you need. It's really not what you think, though. It's not a course. It's a bunch of courses. And again, it's not what you think. You don't do it alone. You go through the courses with other individuals. And as of right now, there are 1,300 other Fizzlers who are working their butts off to build something that they care about. You know, it's difficult to do the thing that you're trying to do, but it's amazing to create a part-time or full-time business that allows you to live life on your own terms. You know, I wouldn't promote Fizzle as much as I did if I did not believe in what it could do for you guys. And, you know, it's for you indie entrepreneurs, as they call it, or for people that want to be entrepreneurs. You know, it's for you guys, those of you who listen to the show. And, you know, you go over there, your first 5 weeks are on them. And, you know, that's 5 weeks. That's more than a month. So you can get the feeling of what it's all about. And to learn more about what it is, you can go over to newinceptions.com/fizzle. That, again, is newinceptions.com/F-I-Z-Z-L-E. All right. So in today's session, which is another silver edition, I'm chatting with Clay Green about his recent travels, as well as one big thing that has come up in many times in his coaching business, building belief circles. And as you'll find out in the show today, he believes that this is the core part to getting anything in your life done, whether it's from going to school or building a business. You have to believe that you're going to be able to get there. And as he talks about, there are three habits that you can start today which will help you build those beliefs. Chances are you've probably heard about these three habits before, but in this conversation, we go into some proof into why these habits are important to you doing well in your business. As usual, follow along at newinceptions.com/78, and I'll be on after the show to fill you in on anything we might have missed. Hey, everybody. Welcome again to the Angles of Latitude podcast. I'm JC, and today I have with me co-host, but also today's guest, Clay Green. And today is actually going to be a little bit of a riff session. but it's also going to be obviously the another silver edition where we get to just kind of see what he's been up to and catch up. Really, one of the things that has been really interesting to me is, you know, Clay's living the life where a lot of people are trying to get to, where, you know, maybe they just want to leave everything that they've always done behind and getting out of the rat race and, you know, just basically throwing it to the edge and you know, making an income from wherever they're at. And Clay, through his coaching, which you guys might actually remember is through enthusiasticclay.com. You know, he's getting to not only travel the US, but help people as he's going as well. So, welcome back to the show, Clay. It's been a little bit of a while, and how you doing, man?
It has been a while. And how am I doing? I'm doing incredibly happy. I'm laughing. I'm loving. I'm tripping and loving life, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Where are you at? Where are you at today?
Today, I am physically, sorry about any background noise that you pick up, but I am physically in a Starbucks in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Wow.
It's been a heck of a week, too, man. It's been crazy. That might be something we talk about, but I just want to let everybody know that, like, this wasn't originally, and this is interesting to me. It really aligns, and it's really interesting how things are aligning. So JC and I got on, and we started preparing for to interview someone. Now, I don't want to tell you guys who that was. The reason I don't want to do that is because as I was preparing, and I'm reading his blog, and I'm reading about his book, and I'm listening to his podcast a little bit, I realized he's on a journey. And it's a journey that I help people with a lot. And frankly, a lot of the things he was saying. So I don't know if we haven't talked to him. He was not able to make it today. And I don't know his story as well as maybe as I should if I was getting ready to interview him for a podcast. I don't know. But the amazing thing that really hit me was how aligned it seemed like he was to most of my clients. Not all of them, but a lot of the people that I help. And a couple huge things jumped out at me, and that's why I wanted to get on here with JC, and I suggested we just do this shorter silver edition, as he calls it, where we talk and riff a little bit about that guy in my life and what's going on and how I'm helping people. Because here's the scoop, guys. What I want to share with you guys today is simply the single most valuable thing anybody will ever share with you. It is the most important bottom line. I mean, there is nothing I've never heard or seen anyone give anyone anything that is more valuable than, frankly, what I was really excited to talk to this guest about. I was really excited to hear about his journey and how he's applying this same thing. And unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to do that, so I'm kind of bummed. But JC, to answer your question, to describe more, I guess, what we're going through and what we're doing, about 4 months ago now, Tara and I moved into that RV. It's a big, beautiful recreational vehicle, and we're basically traveling around the country helping people individually, one-on-one, live, small groups live, and speaking at a couple gigs. And, I'm able to jump into a Starbucks or use the Wi-Fi and, you know, via the cell networks and help people on the Internet and via Skype calls or Zoom calls or whatever. And it's an amazing lifestyle, and we're loving it. But wow, it's different, and there's been some stuff to overcome. There's no question about that.
What's been some of the favorite places that you've been to thus far?
Well, it's been a whirlwind trip. I'll outline the whole thing in a quick second. Here's the scoop: we left from Portland, Oregon, last November, so a couple months ago, basically. We went to Silicon Valley, so we stayed in Silicon Valley for a few days. Then we headed down to LA. We were in LA for like 36 to 48 hours. We visited Disney World or Disneyland. Then we hooked a left, went to Phoenix, hung out in Phoenix for about a week, visited some people, attended two events in Phoenix. We were there for about 10 days, I think it was. Then we hit Sedona for a couple days, which, oh my gosh, Sedona, Arizona, incredibly beautiful, incredibly, and an incredibly powerful place. Then Tucson for a week. Then we were in Wichita Falls, Texas for about a month. The reason we were there is we were actually establishing our residency in Texas because that's one of the best states to be mobile from.
Mm-hmm.
Best states to live in if you don't live there. It's kind of weird. And it is. It's like there's no state income tax, but the sales tax, the property tax is amazingly high. So if you're not physically there, you're getting the deal, right? So.
Oh, yeah. Sounds, yeah, that would make sense.
So we're doing that. And then now we basically, after about 3 months, we kind of shook the cobwebs out of this brand new RV we purchased, and we found a few bugs. There's a few things that need to be repaired. So we dropped it off for service in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We stayed a couple days there at an Airbnb. We dropped the RV off at a dealership for service. And after seeing the list, they told us basically it's going to be between 2 and 3 months to repair all this stuff dealing with the factory. So we're like, all right, what are we going to do? Let's head north. So we kept going north, or we turned right, I guess, and now we're in Colorado. We're Colorado Springs, Colorado right now. Yeah, but I cannot believe. So one of the magic things that's happening is and this is along the lines of the guest subject that we were talking about. This guest, he's an expert because he survived some severe depression and anxiety and some other things. And he talks about a few things very importantly, very poignantly. I was excited to talk to him about this stuff because you have bad days. You have these moments like our life. That's the one thing that I've been struggling with in this trip is my energy management. My daily routines are completely shot. My, they were and had to be revamped and all that stuff. And that kind of thing had to be completely shifted. The way that I work went out the window because I wasn't at quote-unquote home anymore. One day I'm in Colorado Springs, the next day I'm in Albuquerque. Next week we're going to Vail, and we're going to set up home in Vail for a couple months, it looks like. But let me bounce back. When you get news, and this is kind of like starting to crack into the subject that I wanted to share and I was really excited about with the guest, the subject was that this journey, and JC, you're right. A lot of people are really excited about the journey Tara and I are on, and they're like, gosh, I wish I could do that. There's a lot of that going on, and the news is you can. it's just like, you can do anything you want, and that's kind of the realization that we're having. Whether you're working a 9-to-5, whether you're building a business, whether you live in a mansion, a shack, or a freaking RV traveling around the country, there's some serious stuff that's going to come up and some challenges that you're going to have to face. And what Tara and I are realizing and we're really excited about is like the bigger the challenges you face, the more rewarding it is to overcome them. The more fun you're, it basically means the more fun you're having. Right? And so,
yeah,
that's what we're in the middle of.
Well, what was it? I don't know if you know Zephan Blacksburg. You might know the name, but Zeph, he was podcasting for like 150 episodes, and he's kind of gone down this path of he made his brand life of or year of purpose, and basically it's like, kind of setting on that journey to actually, live a life where, you are designing what it is that you're going to do, because he started his journey, actually working at a Apple shop or an Apple store.
Nice.
And, someone came in who ends up being his mentor, but someone comes in, talks to him about like, why are you doing this? How many sales or how many things, how can you get rid of this job? What would that look like? And basically he was able to leave the store, start his own business. And then he kind of went down the path that, he's more or less, so many of us have heard of, the life that, us online lifestyle entrepreneurs are supposed to live. And now he's actually gone above that to another level where he's left the podcast behind. He's talked about, and that last one was like 2.5 hours long. he talked about his entire journey. And like you, he's come to the realization that through all the guests that he's had in his 2 years of doing the show, that yeah, it's totally up to anybody to figure out the life that they want to live. And that's what he found through his process of a year of purpose. So yeah, it's just really, really cool to hear that you've come to the same conclusion there.
That's like literally what I help people do. And here's a scoop. I'm really excited to share this. I'm going to be doing as much stuff as I can for as low price as I can, because I know that a huge hurdle I faced when I was starting out, or actually for the decades when I was starting out, was I couldn't justify the expense. There's so many awesome people out there, and there's so many awesome programs. I just couldn't justify spending $1,000 a month to change my life, because I didn't believe it was possible. And that's one of my core tenets. When we start talking about belief circles, it's when you start understanding how vital what you believe is and how much it matters. And that's why whoever's listening to this right now, that's why you're listening to this. Because you need to understand the details around how to determine what you do and don't believe. And the reason you need to understand that is so that you can then figure out the tactics to apply so that you can either grow your belief or adjust your goals so that you can actually attain them. And attaining small step goals, that's the secret to getting anything you want. But step one, man, and JC, you, everybody, anybody else that want that, that if you have any discomfort in your life at all, step number one, grab a pen and paper and just start fantasizing. What do I want? What do I want my life to look like? I literally, last week, one of the best sessions I've ever had with a client, I literally helped her do that in regards to her partner and her relationship. They've been married 20 plus years, kids, business together. They're in this awesome, like from the outside, they're in this awesome place, but it's a really challenging place. Well, it was one of the best sessions that I remember having with a client. And it came down to this little exercise, having the guts to actually write down what you want. Do it. That's like the big message I wanted to share with people today.
And let me ask you, I mean, how do you, cause I've done it. I've done the process myself, but you know, there's, at least for me, I've heard different ways of actually doing it. You know, some people call it a vision circle. Some people call it just basically anything that comes to mind, just a brain dump sort of thing. And then maybe, you know, the way that I did it was like categories. It's like, how do I want to, you know, what's my travel looking like? What does my house look like? Do I want a big house? You know, all that sort of stuff. And if I do want a big house, you know, what do I have to be there? And the thing is that for the longest time I struggled with that, because even when I was back in Amway, I would have a diamond that would come in. It's like, what would you do with $5,000 a month? And it was so hard for me to actually answer that question at the time, because I didn't have the vision to see myself earning that. And when you think about it now, what that is, so 5 times 12 would be $60,000 a year. That's not that. Not that much.
these days, it's not that crazy. I don't know how many years ago was that.
Wasn't that long ago. That was 2008, 2007. Yeah. So, I mean, it wasn't that big of a difference back, you know, 10 years ago. But still, you know, it's again, an exercise that so many people find hard to go through because they're used to what they already have. And of course, you know, there's the old adage, it's like, you know, if you keep on doing the same, you know, what you've always done, you're always going to get what you've always got. Totally. Right.
So I think you just asked, what's the tactic? was the technique.
Right.
So, and then the cool thing is you literally kind of described belief circles. You covered my concept of belief circles a little bit. What that is and what that means is what JC clearly described is he couldn't imagine what he would do with X. Now, we don't need to put numbers on it specifically because every one of us has that limit. Every one of us has a window. And here's the news. You bumping into that window, JC, the perfect example you just gave us, that, and then you sit there and you struggle with it. Let me ask you, how did that make you feel at the time that you struggled with it? Do you remember?
Very uncomfortable. Very like why is someone asking me this question? It doesn't make sense.
Uncomfortable is good. Okay. So this is the key. That just simply means that you're trying to be out. You don't believe it. And your subconscious is going to do everything it can to stop you from actually completing the exercise. It will. It's going to, things will manifest. The doorbell will ring. The phone will ring. The dog will start barking. Your kid will start crying. Everything in the world that can happen will happen to stop you if you don't believe that you can at least complete the exercise. So
Right. The
fact that you found that number, let's use the number 5,000. The fact that you found that number and it was uncomfortable, when I help people, the next step I say is, okay, what number is comfortable? What can you imagine? And you go there. That's literally what that did. What I just did was I brought you back inside your belief circles with that question.
Mm-hmm.
So the way that I typically help my clients, the way that I do this is I say, turn your phone to airplane mode. Step number one, airplane mode. Step two, close your laptop. Step three, grab a pen and piece of paper. Right across the top of the paper, what do I want? What do I want? ? And then why? ? And then I say set a timer for 20 minutes and do what's called brain dump. Do not stop writing. Don't stop writing. Keep writing. Now, that 20 minutes might not be sufficient. And after 20 minutes, you might have a whole page filled up with like notes saying this is a stupid exercise. What the heck am I doing? Okay. Good, you kept writing. Just keep writing. And every time you hit a bump, every time something slows you down, look back to the top of the page, read the question again. And even if you have to write, I want to stop this stupid exercise. Why? Why do you want to stop this stupid exercise? And answer the question. What do I want? Why? Keep doing that. And the thing that most people have the biggest problem with is be selfish.
Mm-hmm.
Be as wholeheartedly selfish as you can. And that's it.
Well, and I think that, you know, thinking about Zig Ziglar's most famous quote, you know, you help enough people get what they want, you automatically get what you want. And then I think so many people struggle with, I don't know what I want. I mean, I'll go out and help people, sure. But, you know, how are you getting what you want if you don't even know what that is?
You cannot. I assure you, you won't and you can't. The it's funny. I've seen, I see so many ways when people, I'm working with people one-on-one or in small, even small groups, my clients, they all come up with these things. Like, JC, when you said that quote, for example, could you repeat that quote and let me say something about it?
Yeah, sure. If you help enough people get what they want, you automatically get what you want.
So I hope everybody can see this. I'm sitting here talking about being selfish and focusing on what you want. And JC brings up a quote that talks about helping other people. Now, there's no question. There's no question that you can't get what you want if you're not helping somebody do something. But for this exercise, the whole point of it is to forget about those other people, to be selfish, to be completely self-centered. Because I personally believe, and I've proven this time and time again in my life as I look back on all these, like Steve Jobs says, you can't connect the dots looking forward, you can only connect them looking backwards.
Mm-hmm.
As I've looked back over my life, I realized that when I made mistakes, did things, you know, made bad decisions, if you will, that if I would have gone into that situation being completely selfish and stopped worrying about, well, it would be better for them if we did this, or it would be better for that group if we did that, or it would be better for her if I did this. No. Start with yourself. What would be best for yourself? And that's going to naturally evolve into this discussion where if I want 100 people to give me $100 each, how do I do that? I need to help those people somehow. I need to give those people $100 worth of value. That might be sell them a pair of snowboard boots. That might be sell them enough coffee. You know, it might be, who knows how it is. But my point is, there's this circle. And our society has trained us, and it is ingrained in us, and it is so deeply ingrained that people automatically and subconsciously react and refuse to be selfish. It's actually an exercise to not be uncomfortable when you're thinking selfish. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and, you know, it just kind of blows me away that what you're saying is completely right. Like even when it comes to so many people having to go through school because, you know, that's what they were brought up to do, and, you know, they're pleasing their parents or they're pleasing society, you know, because the world tells you that you need to be, you know, go through school. And I'm sure you're, you know, the four agreements, yep. You know, that one of the agreements is, you know, don't listen to the world. I forget exactly how it's phrased, but you have to listen to the voice inside as opposed to the voice outside of you. Cool. And, you know, it's just so many people don't even know how to listen to their own voice.
It's tricky. Jesse, there's the next piece. And I'm kind of, that was perfect. There's two voices in there. There's two voices. And one of those voices, and there's an awesome, you quoted Zig Ziglar earlier, Napoleon Hill. I want to jump on his bandwagon here a little bit. Napoleon Hill wrote Think and Grow Rich.
Mm-hmm.
And then he wrote Outwitting the Devil.
Mm-hmm.
If you've not read Outwitting the Devil, you have to read Think and Grow Rich first, and then read Outwitting the Devil. Read those two books. If you haven't done that, do it. It's insane. All right, but here's the premise. Here's the bottom line. You have a couple voices in you. You have your true heart's desire. You have your desire. Like, I want, and we can talk about that all day long, the core desires that you have. And then you have some core fears. Your subconscious's job is to keep you from those fears, and that's step number one. And step number two is get you those desires. That's it. This is so simple. But there's a skill involved, because people, we are overtly and overly conditioned and trained to hear the fear voice more than the desire voice.
Mm-hmm. So, oh yeah,
that's the voice conversation that JC mentioned, I think, and that, and I'm going to throw it out. Like, I kind of want to promote this. I kind of want to promote my three habits. JC will have a link in the notes and all that stuff. Go get the free videos and the free resources PDF and develop these three habits. And this is that $1 million, $1 billion value I was going to share when we started. Those three habits, you've heard them before. This is not news. The trick is you hearing it from someone that you believe enough and it's important enough for you to go freaking develop these habits and grow these habits. Do whatever it takes to do that. And these three habits, so we've talked about a bunch about journaling. We talked about using pen and paper to answer that question. So that's one of the habits. That's actually the number two habit. And that brought us to the discussion about these inner voices and understanding these inner voices and being able to hear these inner voices. And guess what? That brings us to the number one habit. Meditation. Mm. Meditate. Find a way that is comfortable and healthy for you to meditate. That is my loudest. I'm shouting it from the rooftops. That is the most valuable thing I have ever told anybody. I've helped people make $1 million. I've helped people make millions of dollars. I've helped people sell businesses. I've helped people start businesses. I've helped so many people at this point that I'm overwhelmed with trying to actually come up with a way to build an adequate testimonial page because it's so diverse, the set of people that I've helped, and it's so varied, and the results are so different. Like, to one person, I helped this guy get his first customer, and then to somebody else, I helped this guy sell a multi-million-dollar business and make profit like he didn't think he was possible. You know, I've helped the whole gambit, but the scene in both cases, and in every case I've ever helped anyone, the single most valuable thing I can tell anybody is meditate.
So for people who believe, obviously there's, you know, let's just say that you have some other Midwesterners like myself that are like, oh, that's, there's Clay again coming from the West Coast. You know, that's so woo woo. what is something that, you know, maybe they can compare it to? Like for me, when I don't meditate at a regular basis, but the best thing for me to compare it to is for someone when they're out mowing and that they're not listening to any headphones or anything like that. They're literally one with themselves and basically talking with themselves because it's between them, the yard, and the mower. And that's the closest thing that I can, at least in the Midwest talk, make it come close to. Because everything else in the world, whether you're with friends, whether you're, you know, driving, maybe driving might be another place where, you know, you kind of come close to that zone. But watching TV, you know, all these different places, they're all distractions. And really, you, during those times, you're not to a point where you feel open to talking to yourself. And I think that's the key thing, is you have to be in a state where you can actually hear yourself talk.
This is okay. There's a lot of questions that you just asked. I heard how do you meditate? Tactics. Mm-hmm. I heard what's the benefit? Mm-hmm. I want to start here. I'm not from the West Coast. I was born and raised in Alabama. I lived my formative years in a small town in Alabama, Southern Christian hardcore, you know, Bible Belt situation. I've traveled a lot. I've lived in a lot of different places. New England, the South, the Southeast, New England, the Middle. I lived in Colorado for a couple years. I lived in Silicon Valley, and then now I'm in Portland. And now I'm in Texas, apparently. But, so it's, and you know what, let me throw this out, too, as far as the woo-woo goes. My background, I was a nuclear reactor operator in the U.S. Navy. I know subatomic physics I can no longer describe how well I know it. I literally just met another person that is still a nuclear qualified person, and we were having a conversation about it, and I've forgotten so much about it. I'm excited. But I knew some deep physics, mm-hmm. quantum physics. Then I spent over 15 years as an engineering or a training person in the semiconductor manufacturing world, working for companies like Intel and AMD and Taiwan Semiconductor and all these other companies. So I've got this incredibly strong engineering physics background. So I'm not coming from the guru side. I'm not, personally. But here's what they're finding. They're finding that, and what I'm discovering the deeper I go into this, if I jump on that engineering foot, and I launch myself up, and I start talking to the most advanced research and studying that is going on in physics, and then I shift over to the other foot, and I start chasing witches and warlocks and going woo-woo, like as far as I can go, and I go talk to those deep, deep, deep experts, guess what? They're saying the same thing. The way our brains physically work and the newest, latest fMRI technology and the research that is going on is proving the woo-woo. It just blows my mind. I want to share another quick story about paraplegics that are now learning how to walk by simply meditating. Now, this is not what they call it. Okay? There's a research article or a medical publication that came out recently and it made national news. It was on CBS, ABC, NBC. They didn't say meditating. They didn't talk about anything woo-woo. But after all the research and understanding and learning that I've done about the human brain and my background with physics, I see how what they physically did was forced paraplegics to meditate and focus on the ability to walk for hours a day. I think it was 70% of the participants in the study regained feeling in their legs and could move their legs, and one of them learned how to walk again. And the doctors cannot explain what physically happened. The doctors are like, well, we're going to be studying this for a while. I'm sitting here going, well, I'm not. I can tell you exactly what happened. The human brain connected, rebuilt connections and built bypasses around broken connections and made shit work because the human brain believed the way they were doing it, they were using virtual reality. So they would literally sit there and practice things over and over in their mind. Turn my foot, pick my foot up, pick my foot up, pick my foot up. And the visual feedback would show their foot being picked up. So this brings us back to two things. They were meditating. They were intensely focusing on their internal processes, how they were thinking, what they were thinking about, intensely, with incredible intention. Right?
Right.
And they were faking themselves out a little bit by the virtual feedback, the virtual reality feedback through their eyes was showing them that they were having the desired effect. So their belief circles were growing.
Hmm.
So, wow. Yeah. So meditate, journal. Okay. So let's see.
Yeah. Let's get back on track. Sorry.
So meditate, meditate, meditate. There's the answer with the woo-woo and other stuff. Let me give you a bullet. Here's a bullet that somebody recently gave me. We're talking about meditation. Actually, no. This comes from Tim Ferriss's new book, Tools of Titans. And he's got, that book is amazing, by the way, JC. If you haven't picked it up yet, just go get it. It's going to be on my shelf forever. It's a reference. It's incredible.
Nice.
In there, he talks about meditation. Over 80% of his guests highly recommend meditation. So over 80% of over 200 Tim Ferriss podcasts, including Tim Ferriss, recommend and highly promote meditation. So there's another little check mark. Go freaking meditate. JC, you should meditate. Period. Every day. One of my favorite clients, I just finally got him to understand he needs to be meditating 3 times a day. And he's doing it. Thank goodness. It's been a couple days now. I can't wait to see what happens in a month. But anyway, in that book, I think Tim Ferriss actually describes it this way. What the benefit of meditation is it allows you to, instead of being in the spin cycle of the washing machine as your brain is going around subject after subject. So that's how our brains normally work. We think of something like, I have a client meeting tomorrow. I have a podcast recording to do. That means, well, click. Your brain immediately starts thinking about all this stuff you need to do. And, well, I need to upgrade this software. In order to upgrade the software, I've got to connect to the internet. My damn internet connection is not good enough because I can't pay enough. I got to get more money. And your brain just starts spinning. Mm-hmm. That's how our brains work. And the way Tim Ferriss described it, I think it was Tim Ferriss, it might have been one of his guests. It's like the spin cycle of a washing machine. Here's what meditation does. Meditation allows you to stop the spin cycle, step outside the washing machine, close the door, and watch the spin cycle, and then decide which article of clothing, like I want to look at my t-shirt, my red t-shirt, this one topic. One of those topics I listed a second ago, you get to pick. I want that topic to be on the forefront of my mind and to think about that and to overcome that single challenge instead of all this other stuff that's going on in your head. That's kind of the theme about meditation. You're stepping outside of the whirlwind. Step outside of your own internal whirlwind by learning how to meditate. How to meditate. That's the next topic. Again, if you go sign up, go give me your email address, and I will send you one email with three videos and a resources PDF that will give you everything you need in order to learn how to meditate. Period. Go use this other new fancy invention that just got invented out there. And I think it's a place where you just go, like, you type something into a blank on a page and it pops up an infinite number of resources. What's it called? Google. Google, how do I start meditating? And there's an infinite number of processes. There's an infinite number of ways to meditate. I am getting ready to start hosting a free, or very, it's going to be free for a little while, and then it's going to be a very low cost group call where I just help people overcome challenges and start meditating and answer questions about meditation. Boom. So they're out there. Got another friend that's going to start a mastermind who's going to charge $300 to $500 a month to help people master meditation. So wherever level you're at, wherever you want to spend the money to make yourself go do it, go meditate.
And there's also what Pat Flynn used, if you want to go high tech, called a Muse, I think.
Oh yeah, there's tons of new high tech stuff. One of my clients uses something, and I can't remember the name of it, and he loves it, and it amplifies the effects of meditation. There's tons of stuff out there. With the wearable technology and the biofeedback that you can use these days.
Yeah.
The three habits are: one, meditate; two, journal; three, gratitude.
Gratitude.
Now, the thing that if you decide to go get this free PDF and these videos, the thing that I provide, I think I provide almost 20 pages of how to in that. Like, there's so many different ways to develop a gratitude practice, but understanding the goal of that gratitude practice and actually going deep enough into it, that's the trick. Most people don't do that. The vast majority of people don't. The bullet point version is this. You want to feel it. However, whatever you got to do to feel it. One of the things that I've recently started doing is a gratitude journal is simple. You list five things, and I'm thankful for the fact that there's snow on the ground. I'm thankful for the fact that I'm in a warm, awesome Starbucks. I'm thankful for this freaking awesome briefcase I have. I'm thankful for this amazing technology that allows us to have this conversation today. I'm thankful for this awesome water bottle that I've carried all over the world, and I'm so proud of it. That's one level of gratitude. Where you want to go is you want to go to the point, let's talk about that water bottle. I'm going to grab a piece of paper, and I'm going to write across the top, that water bottle. And I'm going to spend 20 minutes writing how thankful I am for everything I can contemplate about that water bottle. I want to feel it in my core. I want to almost cry. If I cry because I'm so damn thankful for that water bottle, then you're doing it right.
Wow.
That's gratitude. And here's the bottom line for all three of those things is this. If you're someone that wants to make a change in your life, whether that be improve your relationship with your wife, your kids, your husband, your boss, you want to improve your position at work, or you want to build a business, or you want to grow your business, or you want to help train your dog better. If you want something and you're struggling, I am giving you the shortest path to rewiring your brain the most effectively with the least physical effort. That's it.
Well, and it makes perfect sense because the world is full of negative, and this is teaching you how to be positive.
Not
at least, at least breaking it down to me.
Not necessarily, because if you meditate, journal, and practice gratitude, and have evil intentions, you can still be bad. But yes, I'm going to agree 100% with you, JC. It's wiring your brain, and it's flushing the crap that's been filling it for the last 20, 30, 40 years.
Right.
50, 60. Right.
All right. So before we head off here, and can't let you go without doing the rapid fires play.
Yes.
and they've changed a little bit since you've been on the last time. So these will be new. It'll be good to get your take on these. What is the hardest thing you've ever had to say no to?
That I've ever had to say no to?
Yeah.
The hardest thing that I've ever had to say no to? Wow. Myself. Like in the last week, I've literally been presented with business opportunities and options on destinations like between Park City, Breckenridge, or Vail, and recognizing my own internal struggle and how what it really is my subconscious trying to distract me from the best choice, and then stopping that. It's hard. It's so hard. And you guys, I'm sorry, it goes right back to what I've been talking about. Being aware of that internal voice and being aware of that level of stuff, that's what's going to empower you to make great decisions. And it's hilarious how the world is, universe or God or however you want to call it, is telling me that right now. It's hilarious. We literally almost lost, I want to say, $5,000 because of internet scams. And we almost sent money, right, to a lodging company.
Mm-hmm.
It was really a scam. I mean, it was hilarious. And it was like, that would have been, we stopped it before that point because we started listening, I guess. It was weird. It was an interesting week. But anyway.
Yeah. So, hardest thing to say no to is yourself.
Yeah, sometimes. It has.
Name one thing that costs under $100 that has changed your life.
I like this question. Recently, Tools of Titans. Tools of Titans, Think and Grow Rich, and Outwitting the Devil. Ooh, Rise of, and then here comes a book list. This is the book list. Think and Grow Rich, Outwitting the Devil, The Rise of Superman, Tools of Titans. Yeah.
I think I've done half of those.
Is that Outwitting the Devil?
Yeah. Book. It was a hard find.
It is.
But, yeah. What's the smallest decision you've made that has had the largest impact on your life?
Wow. Smallest decision? How do you measure the size of this? You measure this. This is an interesting question because you measure the decision not by your, so you're asking to measure the decision by the effort it took to make the decision, not by the results.
One that had a very quick decision, but had spectacular results.
It's a tough one for me, JC, because I'm a Libra. I don't make quick decisions usually. Like, I like to analyze and look at things and think things through. You know what? But I like this word. I like no-brainer decisions. Like, you look at something and you instantly are able to say, you know what? That's only $1,000, and I know it's going to be a big one. And I would say the first thing I bought from Brendan Bouchard.
Oh.
That's the one that's coming to mind. I saw this opportunity and it included two tickets to an event and it was an online course and it was like, it was talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? I've got that money. I'm going to spend that money right now. I think it was $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the spark that I guess has resulted in a lot of change. Let me rephrase that. That was a quick decision that I made that has had a huge impact. So, and I just got finished with another conversation. This is interesting. This is another concept that I'm wrestling with right now when it comes to online marketing. And I had an interesting conversation with someone that kind of shares the perspective I'm about to share with you guys. There's some marketing out there where if you sign up for an email list, you're going to get emails every day until you buy something or you subscribe. And even if you buy something, you're going to keep getting these emails, and it just becomes oppressive and annoying. Well, I know there's other people out there, I'm not like that. I do not want to trick you or force you or force anyone into making a rash, rushed decision. I want people to look at the value that I've provided others, the value that I might provide you, and say, holy shit, that's a no-brainer. Clay's going to help me learn to meditate. Clay's going to help me whatever. Clay helped this person do A, B, and C, and I exactly want to do A, B, and C. He knows exactly how to do that. I want to do that. What's it worth, you know? And I'm not the guy, I guess what I'm saying is I'm not the guy that's going to pound you with follow-up, buy now. And I think that things are shifting a little bit right now toward that direction and less of the hound you stuff. So if you've got to be convinced, my point is, the biggest decision of my quickest decision I made, which was a no-brainer, has had a huge impact. So yeah, make a good quick decision, a little investment in yourself. Yeah. That's what it was. It was an investment in myself.
Good deal.
Yeah.
What is one thing that all high school students must know?
Like, should be taught?
Yeah. Yeah.
Power of meditation, the power of the human brain.
Well, in that one already. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, the human brain. We don't know. I literally just told a story about how doctors don't know how this stuff happened. And they can't explain it. And you know what? They won't be able to. They just won't. The technology is not there to understand how the human brain did what it did. But
there's a show on Netflix that just keeps bringing up to my mind. It's called The AO. Very interesting.
Really? I saw that, but I haven't looked at it. What is it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's it kind of dives into this. It's really interesting. It deals with near death experiences.
Yep.
And how potentially those that have come back have an ability, and how the scientist, at least where I am in the, he studies these, you know, NDEs as he calls them, and you know, wants to see if he can help humanity at large with studying these folks that have crossed over and come back. And yeah, really interesting, and brings a lot of what you're talking about, just having a more of a connection with the extra paranormal, I guess you could say.
So I got two things jumped into my mind when you're talking about that. One, there's a book. It's called My Stroke of Insight. Mm-hmm. It's about a Harvard master brain doctor that had a stroke. She witnessed it. She recovered from it. And then she told the story. I guarantee the writers of that show have read that book. And that's kind of her mission now, or at least part of it. There's also a TED Talk about, she was on a TED Talk as well. You can find that. Maybe put a link to it. But yes, and here's the scoop. Here's what they're finding out. It's not paranormal. It's the human brain. There's whatever this thing is, and now I'm going to seriously go woo-woo here. Whatever this thing is that I'm riding in, my body, mm-hmm. and however my senses are limiting me, there's no question that there's something going on.
Right.
Here's the one thing that I know 100%. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So yeah. Well, and it's just a fool's game to believe that, you know, if you know it all, who feels like they always constantly have to put other people down, that, you know, that they're going to always win every conversation / argument. Yeah, they got a long way to go. But, oh yeah, no, I agree with you 100% for sure. How can someone be a difference maker in their community?
Help one. Stop worrying about scale. Stop worrying about being rich. Stop worrying about whatever it is you're worrying about. Like, if you're worried about the fact that the government is going to turn tyrannical, or if you're worried about the fact that it's frozen outside instead of a balmy 75 or 85 degrees, whatever you're worried about, that's your subconscious stopping you. Literally. Like, if you're upset because of the presidential election, I respect you. I love you. Whoever you are, don't be offended, please, by this. But your subconscious is using you to focus on things that you don't want instead of allowing you to focus on things you do want. Go help one. One tree, one plant, one person, one cow, one. Go help.
That's cool. One cow.
I don't care. Something. Go help it.
I like that. All right. Well, you had talked about a destination where they can find online to find the habits and learn how to meditate and all that. Where can they go?
That was my website, which is enthusiasticclay.com. If you just go there, you'll get a pop-up. There's a thing on the side. But if you want to go straight and find out about the habits, just throw a / behind it and write the number 3-habit.
All right. And if they want to reach out to you anywhere else, Clay, where can they find you?
Enthusiastic Clay on Facebook. And it's the word enthusiastically misspelled with C-L-A-Y at the end. Enthusiastic, L-A-Y.
All right. Well, Clay, thanks again for showing up and being on this. I believe this is the third Silver Edition where we kind of go deeper and just kind of check in to see where people are going. And definitely a pleasure having you on today.
Awesome. Thank you, JC. I can't wait till the next time, man.
All right. Take care.
See ya.
And there you have it, good girls and guys. First of all, for you, all you Netflix folks, I'm totally aware that the show is called The OA and not The AO. Okay. I guess my dyslexia kind of kicked in the wrong time there. Secondly, Clay is a very unique guy, as we found out in his original interview in session 46. Loves living life to the limits. Back then, he talked about an experience that he had with wrecking into a deer and how that completely changed his life's perspective. And this week is actually no different. He's still living life on the edge, finds himself in a hospital with recovering from a fractured knee that he got from being his awesome self on the slopes in Utah. And so we're definitely sending thoughts his way and prayers, and hoping to a speedy recovery. Show note extras for this session are available at newinceptions.com/78. And in our show note extras this week, I wanted to share with you some of his Facebook Live videos that he's been doing as he and Tara have been journeying across the U.S., including the first one he did in his trailer that they're traveling in. There's also another where he goes a bit more on the topic that we heard about today, the three habits. And the last one I have in there is some footage that he's taking of Tara going down a hill. And hopefully this wasn't the same trip that he hurt his knee at. So with that all said, I'm really glad that you were able to join Clay and myself in this session. Let us know how you liked it. We really appreciate you guys tuning in, and you know, check us out on iTunes. Leave us a review if you haven't. And if you can't find the show for whatever reason, you can actually go through the URL newinceptions.com/AOL iTunes, and it'll take you straight to where you're going to leave a review. Again, that's newinceptions.com/AOL iTunes. Or if you just want to send us some direct feedback, emails are always accepted, and you can reach us at heyguys@newinceptions.com. Or if you want to email directly to me, you can send one at jc@newinceptions.com. Also, if you want to connect with Clay directly, you can do so by going to the new and improved AOL networking group on Facebook. There you can find all of our past guests and other members of the New Inceptions team. You can ask us any questions you have, or if you want, you can let us know what's going on in your part of the world. And, you know, maybe we can help you get some through some blockages that are going on with your, as we said earlier in the show, your indie business. You know, we really want to hear from you guys. So check us out there. You can go to newinceptions.com/AOL networking. This group has replaced the old New Inceptions Masterminder group. So if you visit some of those old links, this is where they're now going to send you to. So coming up next week, Layla and I have an interview with a gal by the name of Barbara Ireland. And, you know, and it's ironic that I brought up the OA with Clay, because Barbara is actually an NDE herself. And in the past, she was a singer, actually really rather well-known singer. And things took a change when she had her experience. And she ended up becoming an author after that, writing about her experience and what it taught her about mind loops, neuroscience, and happiness. And so in this interview, we get the chance to find out really more about how it happened, and maybe figure out how you can get out of the mind loops that you have. So join us next week as we have that really interesting, amazing talk. It's really detailed, a lot of information, and if you're a fan of the OA, you'll definitely want to listen in yourself. So again, that's all there is to Session 78. Thank you for joining Clay and myself today. And until next time, dig in, have fun, and take care in whatever you're creating. And we'll see you back here next week.
Thanks for listening to the Angles of Latitude podcast. Connect with us at home, at work, or on the go at facebook.com/newinceptions, on Twitter @newinceptions, or on the web @newinceptions.com.